boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I really needed to get to work right at 11 o'clock today because you and I were going to have a meeting. And I needed to take my boyfriend, neighbor man, to work before. And right as we're about to go out the door, he tells me, I gotta poop.
Oh my God.
Can we just, I know you don't really want to talk about it. No one really wants to hear it. But we're going to talk about it. What is with men? And going number two, because respectfully, and I mean this, y'all can't go fast enough.
What's the hold up?
Seriously, we can go in like 30 seconds to a minute. Yours is like 10 years. So I had to call you and I was like, I know I'm going to be late because he says he's going number two. This might take a 30 minutes.
Yeah, I got the way TMI special this morning. But like, here's the thing. I didn't have to ask questions. Like, I know you're not lying because everybody knows. It's never a quick thing. You know, if your man's missing in the house, you're like, well, he's probably just in the bathroom doing whatever. I don't know. I don't have answers. It's going to be a mystery for me forever, I think.
That's something that like men can get away with for being late to work versus I feel like women, right? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I personally like, I would never admit that. I don't think. I'm going to speak for me.
That's true. I wouldn't.
Nobody needs to know.
But he has. My boyfriend has admitted that to his boss. Like, I'm going to be late, you know. I'm taking a number two. It's taking a while. See? And they also admit it, Taylor. And the bosses will believe it. They're like, well.
What? Because nobody wants to ask a follow-up question. There's nothing appropriate after that. At all.
How's it going? What's it like?
There's no proof. Absolutely not.
This is why they used to take comic books in there and, like, books and. Thank God they have their phones now.
I can't. Nothing I have to say is appropriate. I feel like there might be like a new movie or series written about me because I made a new friend based off of a wrong phone number text message.
No, it's like the Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Where they have Thanksgiving together every year.
It's been like, what, 12 years now?
Yeah. Something crazy like that. I got a random text message last night that just said, hello.
That's it?
Yeah, and the area code was not 319. I Googled it. It looks like it's somewhere in Arizona. So I was like,
Nice, a warm friend.
Yeah, right. And I'm either like, I'm going to ignore it and delete it, or I will play into it. Last night I was in the mood where I was like, I'll mess around and find out who is this person. So I responded and said, who's this? They responded, I'm Daisy. My friend asked me to contact you to pick up my yoga mat. And I'm like, oh no.
My God, a yoga friend.
Oh my God. So I responded and said, I'm so sorry. I think you have the wrong number because I don't want her to think that I'm like hanging on to her yoga mat. I don't even have it. And then she responded and said, am I mistaken? Aren't you Annie? I said, no, ma'am, I am
not. That's not even your middle name. Dang it.
I am not. I'm so sorry. She said, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I may have remembered the wrong number. I'm so sorry. I hope my mistake didn't bother you. And I said, no worries at all. I hope you get your yoga mat back. She said, thank you for understanding. You're very kind. God bless you.
That's it? Whoa. No. Now you set up a yoga date in Arizona.
Oh.
When it's cold.
Do you think she'll pay for my airfare? Are we that close? Is it too soon to ask?
Yeah, you're not that much of a friend yet.
Is she going to let me stay in her guest bedroom?
Okay, well, that's not safe.
Well, I thought we were friends.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We got to talk about the T app because it blew up this last weekend. If you haven't heard of it, the T app is kind of like the Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook groups that maybe you're familiar with. It started back in 2023, but it seriously in the last week has just skyrocketed thanks to TikTok. But it's an app that they market as a dating safety tool for women.
Okay.
It's only for women. You have to prove that to join the app. And then from there, women can leave kind of like Yelp reviews on guys
green flags, red flags, if they're dangerous, if they're a really great date and they just maybe didn't work out for them. And obviously, all of this is public on the app. But the women can post anonymously. So you can swipe through and be like, oh my gosh, John, who I'm about to go on a date with, has like six red flags that they stood people up or forgot their wallet or whatever. And there's no screenshots allowed on the app. It like completely bars you from doing that somehow. So for whatever reason, this blew up on TikTok over the last week, people saying that they use it. And it has caused quite the scuffle, okay? Mm. There are people who say that it's illegal because it could be like defamation if people are just saying things with no proof.
Or I mean, you could say something about a guy that just broke your heart and never actually did anything wrong.
Right.
Because how do you have proof, you know?
Right. There's also some like privacy concerns where you're mm-hmm. like low-key doxing people and mm-hmm. putting out their personal information without them even knowing it. And then a lot of these things came to fruition, unfortunately, because then the app got hacked over the weekend.
Oh.
So there was like a data breach with 72,000 images, including pictures of people's IDs that they were using to prove that they are a woman to join the app, got breached, and then screenshots and comments, direct messages about all of these guys and people saying like not so nice things about them got hacked and got put out into the universe. So now everybody seems to know about it.
That's kind of scary, especially for the women that are on the app. If their IDs gotten posted or if they're saying something,
mm-hmm.
somebody could go and get revenge.
It's not a great, I think the at its core, it's nice because, you know, it could be scary getting out uh-huh. there on dates with people that you have no idea who they really are
right,
or what
right,
their
right.
motives are. But then stuff like this happens and you're like, okay, you guys, this reminds me of like Yik Yak in high school.
I loved Yik Yak.
Oh, God. I never downloaded it because it was so toxic
was
and
bad.
Gross.
I loved it, but it was bad. I would post things
about yourself.
Yeah.
Stop it. Really?
Yes. Well, I would. Okay. So if you don't know what Yik Yak is, it's basically the same thing. You could post anonymously. It's like Twitter. But I would be like, oh, my God. It was when I had it in college. Kirkwood cheerleaders look so good tonight.
I don't know if I should laugh or be sad for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because it did. Or I'd be like, Destiny's so hot. And see what people would say.
Oh. Okay.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I really hope that mom and daughter duo I got to meet at the nail salon is really listening today, because I told them they're literally us to a T.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening in on their conversation at the nail salon, and there's some advice the mom was giving to the daughter, and I was curious what you think of this advice.
Okay, okay.
I don't know if the daughter is like dating somebody and is close to like an engagement or is already engaged or what, but they were definitely talking about marriage. Okay.
Okay.
And the mom said to the daughter, you need to know someone for all four seasons and travel with them before you get married.
Mm.
What do we think? I've never heard that before.
I don't.
I was like, that's very interesting.
No, I've heard like you got to travel together.
Oh, I agree with the traveling to a team.
Road trip is the biggest test or whatever, but I've never heard the know someone for all four seasons.
Well, I'm cranky in the summertime, so I feel like you do need to know me in the summer.
I like it. You know what? I like it, because that means you've spent like all scenarios uh-huh. together, I guess. I mean, you could talk about like from a holiday perspective,
yep.
from a temperature perspective, uh-huh. birthdays.
Yep.
I'm like different work schedules. I like it in general, because maybe a lot of us get sad in the winter.
I was gonna say, because a lot of us get seasonal depression uh-huh. that I think you should experience all the seasons.
Uh-huh.
So you know.
Or maybe you're somebody that's like, I like to be really active in the summer. I like to go out to the bars all the time.
You might be too busy.
Yeah, or you might be like, that is not my speed. I uh-huh. don't like that. So I think I agree with that, actually.
Okay. Then the daughter's like, well, wait. Like, I have my own advice, and that is she feels that you should move in and see if they change their personality mm-hmm. at all. Mm-hmm. Like, she was kind of like wanting to move in with somebody before she gets married. And the mom was kind of like almost, I couldn't tell if she was against it or not. Mm-hmm. Kind of the vibes I was getting was almost that she wasn't against it, but I couldn't really tell.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of almost agree with that too.
Oh my God, I'm so pro this. I could pop off. Do your own thing. If you don't want to move in together, that's totally fine. For me, that was a need. And I was just telling my boyfriend Curly this because
you were glad that you moved in together?
That he should feel confident that
that it's worked out, I guess.
Because we've lived together for like
2 years now, right?
Yeah, probably close to 2 years. But we were driving and I pointed out a place that I used to live with.
With my ex-boyfriend.
Who I had dated long, long time. College, all of high school. And I pointed it. I was like, did you know I lived there? And he's like, no, I didn't realize that. I'm like, well, to be frank, I lived there with my ex-boyfriend. And it only lasted 3 months. We had been together for years, but three months of living together showed me that it wasn't it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then he got the boot.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I know everybody's over this, like, nasty, disgusting, horrible, sweaty, wetty weather.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me, are your plants loving it?
Taylor.
No. Oh,
listen,
no.
Listen. I forgot for like 3 days to water them.
Oh, dear God.
And then we were already running 45 minutes late. My fault. To neighbor man's Grandpa Jack's birthday party yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, oh my God, my flowers are dying. They were getting like crusty
mm-hmm.
and rusty looking, mm-hmm. you know? So he's like, we don't have time. And I'm like, no, we have time. We need to water them. So I had to water them. And I also put some food in them really quick to hopefully get them to bounce back. We'll see. They're looking a little bit better today, but there may be a funeral soon. I don't know.
God.
I think the rain also did help last night. Maybe if we get more rain tonight, it will help.
Perhaps. I'm telling you, mine are loving this humidity.
I just forgot 3 days.
Oh, wait.
They were doing so good. I mean, everybody was commenting all the neighbors were commenting on them. It's just, I failed as a mother.
Well, yeah, you can't let them think that you're too responsible, I suppose.
You're not wrong.
One day it's beautiful, the next day, scary. Boys are so funny because I feel like they don't normally get excited about getting new clothes, but I found the exception to that this mm-hmm. weekend. New golf outfit. It's different, let me tell you. It was my boyfriend Curly's birthday over the weekend, and I got him some clothes, and he was very excited about it. I've told you before, he's a fashion show guy. Like, he gets it, and he wants to put it on immediately and make sure it fits. But his family got him like a whole new golf outfit. He got a new shirt. He got a new pair of shorts. He got a couple of golf belts. And
I didn't know they made golf belts.
Yeah, apparently they're different, I guess. I don't know.
Oh.
But he got all that, and he tried the entire outfit on. And the way he just transformed, he's walking around to the full-length mirror, and then he's starting to practice his golf swing. And he goes, babe, can you just imagine how good I'm going to play in this? And I'm like, yeah, I sure can. Those shorts are putting a new pep in your step. He just could not get over how good he looked and how good he was going to play in it. It was amazing.
He's not wrong.
You think? I just was hyping him up because I'm like, you know what? I'm glad you're excited about this.
I don't think he's wrong because I don't know if Anamosa did this, but Vint and Chelsea, and I know I've talked about this before a couple times on the show, but when we did the Iowa Test of Basic Skills, they always told us to dress nice because mm-hmm. if you dress nice, you do well. And it was always engraved in our brain. And that's why, like, anytime I had like a presentation or I had to talk in front of the class for something, mm-hmm. they would say the exact same thing, dress nice and you'll do really, really well. And I'm a firm believer of that. So I think, you know, you get the guy a good golf outfit, he might perform well. It's also kind of the exact same thing. When you think about it, go with me on this. It might be crazy, okay?
Okay.
You know, like some people who are big Hawkeye fans, right? They're like, oh, I got my jersey, right? Or I got my I got my Hawkeye undies, right?
Uh-huh.
These are my lucky undies.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of the exact same thing. It's like that mental thing, right? It's just something
in your
brain.
Look good, feel good, play good.
Exactly. He's got his lucky golf outfit.
I'm glad you could decipher all this.
Let me talk to the man.
Sure.
Something I learned this weekend is that my boyfriend neighbor man can surprisingly put a stroller together very well.
Why would you know this?
Well, you missed the show on Friday, so you missed a lot. I got myself a cat stroller.
I am so jealous.
Oh, my God. I went thrifting. Okay, they're normally like $120, $140. They're stupid expensive. I got it for $40, Taylor.
I've never even thought to look at a thrift store.
Now she's
for
on
a
the
cat
hunt.
Stroller. And now suddenly I'm all over them.
Uh-huh.
I'm all over it.
Uh-huh. And so this is very clear. I've never properly babysat. I don't know much about babies. I get the cat stroller. I walk it out to my car and I go, oh yeah, isn't this thing supposed to fold down?
Oh.
Hmm. And I look around, I'm like, I don't see a latch. Maybe cat strollers don't do that. So I just put the whole thing in the car.
Oh God.
And I just drive away. And then I get home and I'm showing my boyfriend neighbor man. I'm like, look at this. Isn't that the coolest thing ever? And he's like, yeah, it's awesome. Let's put it away though. It's kind of in the way in the living room. And with one little click of a button, he puts that thing down in like a hat. And I'm like, how did you know that? What? I think he's got, you know how people just got like, I don't know, they're just made for children or something.
Yeah.
He's made for a kid.
A paternal instinct.
Uh-huh, I'm not.
Yeah, you know what? This would be a really interesting experiment to put things in front of the both of you and see how you do. Like, obviously a stroller, perhaps a car seat.
He's succeeded at the stroller. Car seat, I wouldn't even know. Well, I know that you have to put a seatbelt through it.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't tell you where. Let's see if he knows.
I
bet you he does.
Most girls would be like, yes, this is the biggest green flag. And for you, you're like,
this is a horrible flag.
Oh, God.
Just, you know, curious. Is our coworker, Kelly, spreading any rumors around the office that I'm single as a Pringle?
I missed that, but I have also been pretty clueless today.
Because I could see her spreading a rumor. Well, she's not the rumor type, but man, does she have evidence to spread this rumor.
What is it?
She saw me today jamming out to a breakup song, and that was We Are Never Getting Back Together. Let me paint you the picture, okay? I pull into work, but I back into the spot right next to you, and I'm listening to Taylor Swift's We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just I'm listening to it. I mean, I'm guitar, I'm drum, I'm Taylor Swift. I'm also
spiritual experience.
I'm also the fans in the audience. I think you can kind of seriously imagine what it was like in the car.
Uh-huh.
All right? I'm having a moment, and then I turn to my right, and I see Kelly from our sales team walking out. And she's just looking at me, and I'm like, oh, my God. I think she thinks I just got broken up with this morning. And I'm like, we are never, you know. But I was actually the happiest little camper I've ever been, you know. Mm-hmm. I just love me a good Taylor Swift breakup song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't doubt that Kelly could, you know, be spreading a good rumor around here.
Well, she has evidence. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of clocking you, because why did it come so easily to you?
Too many
dumpings in your life?
You're right. Don't you listen to a good breakup song and you're like, you know what? Steve, back in eighth grade, you did me dirty. And you're singing about it still in your 30s.
Yeah, it still hurts. I have never been happier to walk into work today because I had a Taylor for President sweatshirt on my desk.
She's not old enough to run yet.
What is it, 35?
Yeah, 35 or 36. It's one of the two.
Okay.
It's 35 because my boyfriend is now legal to run. Not that he would.
Don't care.
I
don't care. This is me. I'm
sorry.
No, I'm just kidding.
You're not even, you still got a long ways to go, sis.
And
we're not
what?
Even up for election.
And what?
Okay, go on.
I didn't see the president of what.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing.
The president of the show?
Maybe not. President of my house. Destiny sent me a picture because you were out thrifting on Friday morning.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, look at this. It's a sweatshirt that says Taylor for President 2024. I don't know who that actually was. No. Taylor Swift. Maybe there was a candidate that I am unaware of because I'm dumb. But I let you know immediately. I need that. I don't care how much it is. I don't care what size it is. I need that in my life. And you got it for me. Thank God. And it was on my desk today.
It's funny because I almost bought it for myself.
Well, that would be funny too.
And then I was like, oh, this is cute. I kind of want it because I took it as Taylor like Swift for president. Yeah. I'm like, that's so cute. And then it hit me. I'm like, halfway. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait. I work with my bestie is Taylor. Oh my God, I gotta send it to her.
Yeah. It doesn't specify with last name.
No, but it's Swift. For you, girlfriend.
I'm saying I'm gonna wear it. I'm gonna make my boyfriend Curly wear it.
Girl, this is your new 4th of July shirt.
No, this is my new daily
Labor
shirt.
Day, Memorial. Oh, every day.
Oh, yes. The campaign is every day. We're at the annoying age where most of the time people are like, oh, when are you getting married? Mm-hmm. When are you having kids? Mm-hmm. But over the weekend, hanging out with my boyfriend Curly's coworkers and some of his friends that have moved out of town, they're not asking us either of those things. They would not stop asking us, so when are you guys getting a dog?
Oh, thank goodness. That's a better question.
I much prefer that because that is way less of a difficult question to answer. But I cannot tell you how many people were like, oh my gosh, when are you guys going to finally get a dog? And I guess I was like, I didn't realize, are we behind schedule on getting a dog? I don't know. We want to get a dog at some point, but I feel like we're both kind of too busy at this point and it just doesn't fit in our schedule.
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you think maybe there was like a, I don't know, something that happened on TikTok? Or they said, stop asking when people are going to get married or when they're going to have kids and start asking when they're going to get a dog. Mm. And you and I missed that TikTok. You know what I'm
Maybe.
Saying? Is this like a new trend instead of asking them?
Is there a deeper meaning on how I reacted? If I was
no,
like, I don't know.
Screw that. I just meant like, if you want to ask people questions, start asking them when they're going to get a dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't go wrong asking them that. Worst case, they have an allergy, right?
I guess so. I didn't even think about that.
But maybe that's what people are going to start asking us.
Oh,
my thing would be, when are you going to stop adding?
When are you going to stop?
Stop adding animals.
I'd say, when are you going to open a petting zoo? You got enough. When are you going to start charging?
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It is the world against Tiffany and Co.
What's going on?
This has taken over my For You page.
And what side are we? We're against Tiffany and Co.
Well, you know. Okay, so let me explain to you, and I won't go into all the detail. You can go watch this girl's video, Peyton Cook, on TikTok. She's like, I'm not normally to put a company or a brand on blast. But if you ignore my emails and my phone calls and give me no answers, hello, welcome to my TikTok. So she explains basically that she placed an order with Tiffany & Co., which is not a cheap brand. She ordered 7 perfumes for her bridesmaid proposal boxes and was going to get them engraved with their initials. A special little keepsake to be like, will you be my bridesmaid? So she orders them, she receives a tracking number and notices that it's going from Vegas to New York. And she's like, hello, I live in Denver. Why is this package going completely over me? They let her know that that was an internal tracking number. They had to send it to the New York store to get engraved. No worries, you'll get another one. She gets a new tracking number a couple days later. And then her dad starts calling her, who also lives in Colorado, but a couple hours away. And is like, are you having your perfumes delivered here? She's like, no. It's the billing address, but I put my own address as the shipping address. He's like, no, I'm getting notifications from FedEx that they are sending it here.
What?
Yeah. So she's calling Tiffany & Co. She's like, can you change, like, that is hours away from me. Can you please change it to the shipping address? They're like, yeah, no problem. We'll get it changed. So sorry. Dad calls her back. Hey, the perfumes? Yeah, they're coming to my house currently. So they didn't actually change it. There's a whole debacle with that. She gets the package and only one perfume's in there. She gets a second package There's three perfumes in there. So at this point, she is missing four perfumes, and she had issues of where it was being shipped. So she calls them and she says, hey, I'm still missing four of my perfumes. And they're like, oh, yeah, we'll get those out. Sorry about that. She finally gets them after, you know, several days, and she's getting duplicates of the wrong initials. So instead of like AB, AB, she got the ones that she had already received.
Oh, my God.
Calling them again like, hey, you guys sent me the ones that I already have. I'm missing these four. Then they stop responding to her, basically, and have ghosted her. And it's really bad. Once she gets a hold of them, they say, I'm so sorry, miss. We're actually sold out worldwide of this perfume. So I don't know how we're going to get you this perfume because we don't have any. She makes the TikTok, and now obviously people are in her comments like, this is wrong. This has been so mishandled. Then if you go to Tiffany & Co.'s TikTok, where they're posting like normal things, people are in the comments and are demanding that she gets a refund, that they supply her entire wedding party with not only the perfumes, but also like jewelry for the wedding day.
Whoa.
They are ruthless in the comments, and at this point, Tiffany has not responded.
Yeah, they need to obviously do right. But do, I mean, for me, if I was her, if I was the bride, I would almost take this as a sign. You know what I'm saying? Okay, don't. But I overthink everything. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Would you not, though, be like, oh, my God, is this a sign I shouldn't get married? Like, nothing is going
I thought you were going to say, is it a sign that these shouldn't be my bridesmaids?
Oh, ooh, even better. That's where I would start overthinking. I'm like, this is clearly a sign from the universe. Someone's a snake.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
You are putting toxic thoughts out there.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I kind of blew up a little bit on my boyfriend, neighbor man.
Oh, no.
And it's because I had a trigger from a past relationship. So let me dive into it. We got home, or we went to yesterday, my boyfriend neighbor man's grandpa Jack's birthday celebration. Mm-hmm. And it was at his mom's house. And she's like cleaning things out because she wants to clean the house up. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things were going to go to Will, or they were going to go to us. So we took almost a whole car full of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then we brought it all in. Now, in my past relationship, well, something like this would happen, but mostly at Christmas time, we'd bring in all the presents from Christmas, and it would just sit in the living room. I'm not joking you, for like a month. Mm-hmm. It would just sit there, and we would never find a home for that crap ever until like a month later. And it would just give me so much anxiety because I'm like, gah, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we brought all this stuff home, I'm like, this stuff has to find a home now because I cannot have it sitting there for a month because it just was like a trigger from the past relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of blew up on him. I'm like, we need to find home now. And I don't think he knew why I was freaking out because I never said why. And I almost don't know if it's too late to tell him why I was freaking out and panicking yesterday. But do you do any of this? Is this bad?
I mean, I hate that too. I hate when like just crap doesn't have a home.
Yes.
Especially if it's not my crap. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I'm a little bit
perfect, me too.
Crazy about that. The thing that always gets me that I get a little bit crazy and like blow up on him for is the garbage.
Okay.
Like, he is really good about taking out the garbage, but sometimes it'll get stinky.
Mm-hmm.
And I get very sensitive to stinky garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be like, hey, can you take this out? It reeks. And I'll be like, yeah, I'll get to it. Or, yeah, let's wait till after dinner so that we can, like, put our whatever dinner leftovers we don't eat in the garbage. And then I get a little crazy and we'll be like, I need you to take it now. It's assaulting my nose. I hate it. It stinks. I'm going to throw up. Do you want me to throw up? Because I'll throw up right now.
That went from 0 to 100, but that was exactly who I was yesterday.
Should we call each other next time?
Exactly. Before we do it to them.
We'll do it to each other. I did the unthinkable this weekend.
What?
I gamed with the boys.
What happened to you?
Good question.
Blink twice if you're not okay.
I may have been overtaken with exhaustion and was talked into it. No. So after we were at the wedding, me and my boyfriend Curly, we went back to his college buddy's house that we were staying at. And we're kind of like, do we really want to like go out and hit the bars and stuff? And I'm glad that we all kind of looked at each other and were able to be like, no, we're tired.
We're getting too old
for this.
We're
old. let's stay in. And so the boys were like, why don't we do a little bit of gaming? And I'm like, oh God, maybe I just scroll on TikTok for the next 2 hours while they do this. But then he pulled out Mario Kart, okay? And that is one way to pique my interest. I've never played it on a Switch before. It was so fun. I was really, really bad. I kept getting last place.
Did they get the because I know they have the, like, the controllers for the Switch are really
tiny.
Small. But did they have the little, like, steering wheel for
no.
it? No. Taylor, no. It's so much better if they've got this steering
See,
wheel
See, I
for
didn't
it.
Even know that was an option.
Oh, girl, come over to my house.
Well, now that I know that you have it, I might. We did that, and then we switched over to Mario Party, which I had never played either. And I started off really bad at that, and then I kicked their butt. I actually ended up getting second place.
Okay, and how upset were the men?
My boyfriend Curly was pretty upset because I was stealing stars from him.
Uh-huh.
But he just mostly kept saying, I'm so proud of you for playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes you could tell that they get a little upset when the girl comes in and suddenly is really well.
He kept saying, I thought you said you never played this. You liar. I'm like, yeah, give me your stars now.
We are just blown away with how many besties we've already got in those girls' sweat squad.
Holy cats, dude. I mean, we
Did
didn't
you say
even
holy cats.
Yeah. I'm trying to just keep it appropriate because what I would say is crazy. Because we didn't even start it. It's not even been a full week of those girls' sweat squad, which, by the way, is a private group on Facebook that you can request to join. And from there, you can post as much or as little as you want about how you're getting out and getting sweating, because that's what me and Destiny are doing.
Yeah, it's choose your basically journey of getting fit, whether that's like going to the gym, not going to the gym, and you just like to go for walks or bike rides or whatever it is. You can post about it in the group. You cannot post and just watch other people mm-hmm. and get motivated from that. It's like I said, choose your own adventure.
It's so fun because there have been a wide variety of posts of people walking their dogs to mm-hmm. taking different types of fitness classes, mm-hmm. posting up at the gym. But my favorite part of all time is seeing everybody in the comments.
Yes.
Just being like, you go. You can do it. You got up this morning. Good for you.
Yeah, it's so positive. It's so cool. And a lot of people are already making friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of fun. So if you want to join, we'll make sure we get you in the next couple of minutes. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad. It's a private group on Facebook. Your request to join, and we'll make sure we get you in the next couple of minutes.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.